My progress, my growing is shared with brother and sister here.
我想看两处圣经。第一处是诗篇一百五十一。
I'd like to share with some Bible verses, and the first place is from the Psalms 151.
第一节。Oh, sorry, 一百一十五。
That's not 151.
没有一百五十一。
There's no 151 Psalms.
我们的生命就是。
It's 115. Psalm 115.
耶和华啊，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth.
第二处是哥林多前书第十五章。
And the other place is First Corinthians chapter 15.
第五十四节和第五十八节。第五十四节，这
54 and also verse 58，
这必朽坏的，即变成不朽坏的；这必死的，即变成不死的。那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Verse 54, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death.Is swallowed up in victory.
第五十八节，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
And 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
2011年的时候，我的家庭婚姻出现很大的问题。
So in the year of 2011, in my family and my marriage, there was a great crisis.
2011年的那一月那一日，我跟我妻子，因为各种各样的原因，我们不得不分开居住。
And well, during 2011, that in one of the we have to actually because of issues between me and my wife, we will have to actually end up separated.
六年多以来，经历过许多的悲欢离合，很多眼泪，甚至血的教训。
In the past 6 years, we learned a lot of lessons from the Lord. We learned of the pain of separation and difficulties in life and troubles and hates and love.
2017年，六年整整六年以后的那一月那一日，同月同日。
And so after 6 years in 2017, on the same month, on the same day,
整整六年，一天不多，一天不少。
Or just exactly 6 years, not one day more or less.
神把我的妻子重新带回到我的跟前，让我们两个完全和好。
And God brought my wife back to me, and both of us were reconciled.
六年当中有许多人的带祷。
And during these 6 years, there was many people interceding for us.
在这里呢，我只是想纪念两个已经被主接去的弟兄。
And here I'd like to take this opportunity to mention two of the brothers that has already been taken to be with the Lord.
第一个是王明礼弟兄。
One of the brothers is brother Michael Wong.
王明礼弟兄，我跟他的接触其实不是很多。
I didn't actually have a lot of dealing with brother Michael Wong.
但是对我印象最深的是在我的家，我的父亲在最困苦的时候。老弟兄跟我爸说的一句话，我爸告诉我。
And so it was what really moved me was during our most difficult time that brother Michael Wong spoke to my father and then my father passed on the message to me.
那一次我父亲他来教会参加藏经组的聚会。
And that time in that week, my father actually came to attend the Evergreen Ministry here at the church.
那一次是王明礼弟兄第一次看到我父亲，他跟我父亲。见面只说了一句话。
And that was the first time that Brother Michael Wong saw my father. And then when he saw him, this was what he said.
王弟兄对我父亲说，你就是小安的父亲呢，我一直在为你祷告。
And he told my father that you are the father of Jerry. I have been praying for him.
我父亲因为这个非常感动，他说这句话让他很感动。
And yet my father was greatly moved knowing that our brother has been praying for me.
另外一个弟兄呢，就是去年 第一次见证的聚会的时候，第一个站上来的那个老弟兄。
And the other brother is last year in the beginning of the year, one of the older brothers actually came up to share first.
那就是被主接去的孙汉光老弟兄。
And that's our brother Kenneth, Kenneth Song.
孙弟兄对也在几年以前，我在最难的时候。
And in the past few years and in my most difficult times.
他在许多场合，有时候通过握手，有时候是拍拍我的肩膀。都每一次都跟我很大的安慰和鼓励。
And many in many occasions, whether shaking on my hand or patting on my shoulder, he gave me a lot of comfort and encouragement.
有一次，周间的守望祷告聚会。
And during one of the midweek church prayer meeting,
他跟我分享一首诗歌。
And then he shared a hymn with me.
非常简短。
And it was a very short hymn.
就是那一首。多祷告多有能力，少祷告少有能力，不祷告没有能力，所以要常常祷告。
So that hymn really saying that need to put more prayer will give you more strength. And the less you pray, the less strength you will receive. If you don't pray at all, then you have received no strength at all.
过去的这么多年，参加过好几个我们教会的弟兄姐妹的葬礼。
And yet, also in those past 6 years, I attend quite a number of funerals among our brothers and sisters here.
这也是因为我在身边的这些老弟兄的他们的衷心的见证的缘故，我要想把我的心里边的感谢和赞美归给我们的主，是主的爱在他们身上显露出来。
Looking at their life and also their testimony really touched me, and like to give thanks to Him and to our Lord.
还是今天早上。心里边的两处圣经，第一处就是诗篇115第一节，把荣耀归给我们的主。
And so my sharing was here to Psalm 115 to give glory to our Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everybody.
就是我上次受洗的时候。
During my baptism.
我在巴厘岛这个。耶稣救了我，这个经过好的弟兄姐妹们都问我，他说我很想听听你这个在巴厘岛是怎样得救的这个过程。
And、because I shared with the brother and sister the testimony how I was being delivered and saved by the, in Bali, and a lot of brother and sister have asked me again and again asked me to share what happened at Bali.
今天我就在这个机会我就讲快一点跟大家。
And so I just take this request that this morning I will quickly share here again what happened.
当时就是我的女儿和我还有两个澳洲的女士。
And also at that time was me, my daughter, and also the two other women with us.
当时我们就坐了个小船。
And we were also both, all of us were in a small boat.
小船里就只有三个救生衣。
And yet in that small boat, there's only three life jackets.
就有一个澳洲女士，后来我的女儿才知道，她是年轻的时候，她就是一个游泳健将。
And for my daughter, when she was young, she was actually very well, a very good swimmer.
就是在这次沉船当中，她亲自救了两个中国人。
And so during when the boat actually sink, she was able to save two Chinese people.
当时那个船呢，它倒去是撞人，它这里撞一个，到那里开撞一个，那个人是越来越多，越来越多，那个船是越来越沉，越来越沉。
It was a small boat, and the reason for the boat of sinking is because it was a small boat. But then the owner wanted to pick up lots of more people to make more money, so there was more and more people get onto this small boat.
这个船呢，就往那个海湾当中开，到那个大船，是吧？我把我们小船们往那个大船上面转。
And so the reason for the small boat was to take us from the shore and all the way to the big boat, which is in the ocean.
这个开船的这个是个一个小青年，大概只有十七八岁。
And the owner of that little boat was only a very
他开得飞快。
A young man.
开得飞快之后，到那个大船里面，他开得又快，那个大浪这个船上是一回，就一个大浪的水就进到我们的船舱里去了。
And so because he was want to be quick, so that he can make more money. He was so fast that when he was too far, there was a big wave coming, and then all the water get into the boat.
看这个水就船舱就进了这么多水，开着慢慢的沉。
And so because there's too much water, too many people on the boat, so the boat start to sink.
当时我就船一开始我就心里就有这个预感，看到这个小伙子开船非常的粗鲁，我就知道就现在这个载头就不是很好。后来就这个，我就看到船一沉，我就把我的女儿一推，我说我们赶快下水。因为这个一船人就是三个人有救生衣，只要我们三个人最危险。
And so because what happened was when the boat started to sink, when the boat started to sink, because me and my daughter knows that in this boat there's only three life jackets and there were so many people on this boat. So when the boat started to sink, I told my daughter to put on a life jacket.
后来我们一上水，我大概游了两米，顶多两米。
And then once we were all sinking in the water, I was struggling because only just swam about 2 meters far.
后来就有后面就有一个人说冲过来，我感觉到他后来一出来就把我的这个救生衣啊，他这一抓着把我沉到水里去了。他在我的上面，我的下面，觉得我这人就趴到水里去了。
And so though I have a life jacket, but yet if someone just came by and then just jump on top of me, and so I always get pressed underwater.
但是我的第一反应是把我的女儿赶快往那个前面往开推了两下。
And so, but yet in my struggling, I was still remembered to quickly push my daughter away.
推两下，我当时就是第一反应，我说耶稣，快来救我。
And so at that time, I was so scared and afraid, so I cried out, "Say, Jesus, save me."
后来就。当时我心里就非常的恐慌。
And because in my heart I was full of fear.
我说，当时我就不能动了，我的两个手，我这个嘴巴一闭上，我就在水里面，我的整个人呢都沉到水里去了。
And because at that time because of the pressure from the other men on top of me, my whole face was under the water and I can't really say anything.
当时我的第一反应就是今天就是我的死期到了。
And in my heart, in my mind, suddenly a thought came, say, today is the day of your death.
我就说巴厘岛就是我的坟墓。
And I say, now I'm going to get buried here, die at Bali.
我就死了就埋在那就算了。
And then, so, because if I die, then I die.
反正人到临死之前，首先想到的还是自己的孩子。
And yet, before I die, the first come to mind was about my children.
当时我的水里面的时间，我的整个人在水里面沉下有多长的时间我就不知道，但是我想着脑筋里非常一闪念一闪念，想着我的这个人到了这个临死的时候他想着非常多。
And at that moment because so near to death there were so many thoughts coming to my mind.
我说死了我的两个外甥这里小怎么办，我心里有点不甘。
And because in my mind, I was thinking, if my daughter dies, she has two children, what is she going to do?
当时我就让我自己，我说孩子他会请保姆的。
And say,
我说我的孩子他会请保姆的，两个小外甥他也会慢慢长大的。
Maybe my daughter can have a nanny to bring up the children.
我说你就放心的走吧。
And if my daughter can bring up the children, then I can actually go.
我就借了就当时在水里面，我就非常的一秒一秒的，我就等死。
And so after that, I was just knowing myself in the water. I'm just waiting second by second as death draws near.
反正他不死的，我就脑筋在想我的这个后事。
And so because I was not yet die, so.During that time, I was thinking what happened after my death.
当时接到我就想我的钱怎么办。
And the first thing came to my mind was, well, what's going to do with all the money I have?
我说我的中国还有个存折。
And then I even have savings in China.
我这个密码又忘了。
And then I couldn't remember my PIN number.
我说他这个存折是能存钱，他就不能取钱。
And then so all my savings, then who's going to be able to take the money out?
我说我这 一死我就我的这个事情就完了。
And so I thought if I die, then everything will be gone.
当时还有些住的还有些账还没收回来。
And then even also there were people owing me money that I haven't even got the money back.
还有这个欠我10000，那个欠了10000，这个3000-5000的。
And so in my mind, I keep thinking who owe me 10,000, the other owe me 3,000.
当时我说我的意思就好是他们去了。
And so now that I died and nobody knows about it, then it's better for them then.
当时我心里都特别的就不甘心，我说好是他们去了，我说他们也不给我烧根香，也不给我烧一张纸。
And I'm thinking that why do I give them so many benefits? Those people owing me money, they won't evencome to remember me by burning all those things for me.
他们最后知道我死了，他们在下面要笑死的。
And if when they hear that I have died, maybe they will be joyfully singing.
后来我就问干了事情，我说生不带来，死不带走，我就说算了吧。
And so I thought, but what can I do? I can just have to let it go.
后来我就在水里，我就等死，等到头大我一惊，我说我怎么还没死啊？
And then I was just in the water and waiting to die, and then I feel myself, why I'm still not dying?
我想了这么多，因为我是这个时间的关系，我不能每一个都想出来。后来我就一想，我说我还不能死，我们家的两个外甥，我的女儿都需要我。
And then suddenly coming to my mind, I feel thatI shouldn't die, I should not die now because my daughter and also my grandchildren, they still need me.
我说我比别人80多岁还活得那么好，我60几岁凭什么要是死呢？
If I'm being old, it's okay for me to die, but my daughter's still young, she should be alive.
后来我就让我自己，我说你要不耐心的等吧，我说耶稣他会来救我的。
And then also came into my mind, I remember that Jesus can save me.
后来我就等过一下我的水里面的，我在趴着这个水里面，头男的我趴着这么着，头男的一飘，我就飘起来了。
And then yet suddenly, though I was in the water, and suddenly a wave came in, and I was lifted out of the water.
我就看到我当时一想，我得救了。
And then at that moment, I feel that I'm now saved.
我看见了蓝天白云。
Because I saw the blue sky and white clouds.
我见到了阳光。
And I can see also sunlight.
我深深地吸了一口空气。
And so I take a deep breath.
我说我感谢耶稣。
And I, in my heart, I say I thank the Lord Jesus.
感谢耶稣，我说我得救复活重生了。
And I say that now I'm saved. I'm back to life. I'm born again.
后来我就我看到我那个船有十几米远的地方就有一条船来救我们的船。
And then there was a boat that's close by. It was about more than 10 people still in the water.
上面的人，我们这个乘船的人全部在上面，包括我的女儿。
And then there was few people already in the boat, including my daughter.
我是最后一个上的船，我的游我都游到船上去了。
And so I was the last one to swim to there.
因为这些船人我是最危险的。
And because it's so danger.
因为我的年纪最大。
And because I'm the oldest person.
在我又被别人沉到水里面有几十分钟。
And even been sinking to the water for more than 10 minutes.
后来我就在船上就躺着，我说我今天这个命就是耶稣给的。
And when I was finally made it to the boat, I lying there and said, today, this life is given back to me by Jesus.
后来我就明白了一个道理。
And so I understand.
我说耶稣他只会救我帮我。
And Jesus can help me and can save me.
因为我在水里面沉在水里面几十分钟，我一口气憋了几十分钟，我没有憋死。
And so that I was able to stay underwater that long and not yet suffocated.
我要感谢耶稣。
I need to thank the Lord Jesus.
我说耶稣他不会害我的。
And Jesus will not do evil to me.
害我的人就是我身边最亲的人。
And he will not.
又害我的人就是我身边最亲的人。
So that he will also not bring evil to the people that is close to me.
你比他穷。 你比他穷他就笑你他瞧不起你。
And for people around me, if you're poor than them, they will laugh at you.
你比他富
if you are more rich than them,
不管你给他多少
and doesn't matter how much you give to them,
他就是要妒忌你
and they're still jealous and envy you.
他就恨你害你
and all they think is how to hurt you and harm you.
我说我这次回去一定要受洗
And so I tell myself, now that when I go back this time, I must get baptized.
我要感恩
I need to be thankful
我要知恩图报
And I need to know grace and to give grace
我要 做他忠诚的门徒
And I need to be Jesus' disciple
好今天由于这个 时间的关系我不能详细的把这个获救的整个过程因为我的水里面我至少是沉在水里面至少是30分钟
And then, so I feel that when I was under the water that at least more than 3 minutes.
因为我们那个船一沉，别的船开过来，我们这些船本在水里面，都要一个个的往上面爬，至少有30分钟的时间。
And because after the boat sink and people jump into the water, and then until the boat comes to collect each one of us, there's quite a lot of time pass by.
所以我要感谢我的救主，我的耶稣。
And I want to thank my Lord and my Savior Jesus.
谢谢大家，谢谢大家。
And thank you, everyone.
Trying my best to make it short.
弟兄姐妹
sisters,
早上好新年好主内平安
Peace in Christ.
圣诞节期间
During the Christmas time,
我们一家有幸参加的我们教会组织的特会
We're lucky to attend the conference held in our church here.
聆听了彭洞平弟兄的生动幽默的许多讲道
We heard from Brother Jonathan some really interesting and humorous preaching.
我与我的姐妹受益匪浅。
Me and my sister, I and my sister, we learned a lot from it.
昨天我们在家里商量了一下。
Yesterday we had a discussion at home.
又温习了启示录的那个圣经教导。
We just went over the.Some part of the book of Revelation.
我想我今天不想引经据典。
I won't quote anything from the Bible today.
只想讲一几点感受。
I just want to mention a few
第一点
things that
神创造的世界与宇宙万物。
First, God created everything in the universe.
而且在宇宙万物中掌权
and he rules over them
并且我们知道像彭弟兄讲的无论是以色列的灭国兴国还以后再搞的这个第三圣殿等等都是神主的安排最终都会实现
According to Brother Jonathan, everything, including the rise and falls of the Israeli nations and the third temple, everything will be in God's control.
一切都在主的掌控之间。
Everything is under His control.
我们主耶稣带领我们在世界上。良善与邪恶的抗争中间我们必定最终会战胜邪恶
During the battle of kind and evil if we are led by Lord Christ Jesus we will eventually be triumphed
我们还听到了主耶稣显现的许多神迹
We also heard about many miracles that signs that Lord did.
最印象最深的是耶稣参加迪拿的婚宴。
What impressed me most is the wedding that Lord Jesus attended.
出现了酒用尽了的感慨。
When they just run out of wine.
但是主耶稣把水变成了美酒。
But Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
呈现了酒好酒在后的 动人教化。
It was such a great story that the best wine was left to the last.
又如主耶稣给撒玛利亚夫人喝水。
And the story with the giving about the water with the Samaritan lady.
喝了耶稣给她的水，使夫人永不口渴。
She will never be thirsty after drinking the water that was given by Jesus.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们都已经在世界上生活了多年。
We've been living in this world for such a long time.
很多人都已经生活了三十年、四十年，而像我这样都已经活到七十年、八十年。
Many of you have lived 30, 40 years, and people like me, I have lived for like 70, 80 years.
我们在我们人生道路上都会发生酒宴尽了、嘴干口渴的类似的情况。
In our lives, these cases happen, which are like we will run out of wine or we are getting thirsty.
我的姐妹就发生了多年来身体欠佳的困境。
Like my sister, she's been suffering from physical illness for many years.
这时候怎么办？方法只有一个，就是要让主耶稣做你生命的主人。
So what should we do? There's nothing else but letting Lord Jesus to be in control of our life.
把一切交托给主。
We commit everything unto His hands.
这样就会出现生命中的奇迹。
That miracles in our life will happen.
就会把用尽的酒再夺回来。
We will regain loose wine which has run out.
就会找到真实的快乐。
We will find the real happiness.
我姐妹患膀胱肿瘤十多年。
My sister has been suffering the tumor in the bladder for more than 10 years.
进行了六七次的手术治疗。
She's had six, seven times of surgeries.
记得以前我在这个教会上曾经做过一个见证。
Remember our testimonies here a long time ago.
这次我再做一个见证。
Now I would like to do another one.
他再会回到澳洲。
Now she's come back to Australia.
进行了那个膀胱镜的检查。
She has another bladder examination.
神迹是出现了。
There's a miracle there.
我在旁边听那个专科医生跟他说。
I heard the specialist saying to her.
你现在已经不是病人了。
Now you're no longer a patient anymore.
你的膀胱现在很清楚。
Your bladder is pretty clear.
你不需要看门诊了。
You don't need to go back to the clinic anymore.
但是你在两年之内还要每三个月检查一次。
But within 2 years, you have to examination every 3 months.
如果有问题，再给你进行手术治疗。
If there is any more problem, we're going to perform a surgery on you again.
我跟我姐妹都很感动。
It was so moved.
因为她患病期间受到了很多我们教会大家的带导。我们临回国之前，我们小东啊、琳达啊，他们一家都到我们家里来跟我们一起祷告。
Because during her illness, we received so many prayers from all the brothers and sisters, especially.Linda and David, before we went back to China, they came over to our place and prayed for us.
我姐妹也想通了，她原来思想负担很重，后来她想到的要把一切交给主。
My sister, she used to have lots of burden on her, but now she's totally relieved. She just decided to give every burden onto the Lord.
所以这样，他在主的恩典下，在我们兄弟姐妹的 帮助下，他出现了奇迹。
Under God's grace and the help of all the brothers and sisters, miracles will happen.
当然，他患病以后还需要长期的观察检查。
Of course, she will need a continuous observation and examination.
我是1995年来澳洲的。
I came to Australia in 1995.
我在中国是接受的是无神论的教育。
I received totally the education of atheism.
不相信有神，不相信有主耶稣。
I didn't believe God or Jesus Christ.
到澳洲来三年，才接受了主耶稣做我的救主。
It took me 3 years in Australia before I eventually received Jesus as my Savior.
信主后，我逐渐转变思想，心中逐渐有了主耶稣。
After that, my heart changed. I think more and more about Christ Jesus.
我也能积极地参加教会的活动。
I enjoyed a lot of church activities.
有时也能传福音。
Sometimes I share gospel to other people.
带福音朋友到我们教会来。
I will bring gospel friends over to our church.
通过这次特会，我更加深了对主耶稣的认识。
I think I knew more about Jesus after this conference.
第二点，刚才讲的第一点，很快啊。第二点，这回特会的主题是我们心腹准备好了没有？
The theme of this past conference was is the bride ready?
我觉得我自己还没有准备好。
I don't think personally I am ready.
我们只是蒙恩得救的罪人。
We are just sinners saved by grace.
主耶稣用宝血洗净了我们的罪。
Lord Jesus washed away our sin with His blood.
我们得到的是白白的恩典。
We just received this grace in vain.
也可以称作因信我们得义的。
We just be righteous by faith.
但是我自己还要在行的方面要活出主耶稣的模样。
But I think for myself, I will have to live my life more like Jesus.
要因行称义。
I will be called faithful also by my deeds.
所以我们说，我们现在知道主耶稣很快就要来了。
We know that Lord Jesus is coming back soon.
我们要有紧迫感。
We have to be alert.
我自己觉得信主以后。我逐渐的心中有了主。
After believing in Jesus, I think Lord Jesus is in my heart more and more.
生活中间，我很注意记得主耶稣给我的命令跟呼召。
In my life, everyday life, I always recall Lord's command and Lord's calling.
要常常喜乐。要不住的祷告
always,
要凡事谢恩
always pray and be thankful for everything
作为一个基督徒如果整天愁眉苦脸是不行的
as a Jesus follower we are not be worried every day
如果作为一个基督徒他有事情不跟主去交流不跟主去祷告是不行的
It's not right for us Christians not to pray to God if something we have some situation.
作为一个基督徒，我们受到主的这么大的恩典，我们不去荣耀主，不去赞美主，也是不行的。
It's not right for us Christians after receiving such a grace, we not to be thankful and to praise the Lord.
所以。我觉得自己要有一个警醒。
So this is also a reminder for myself.
到我们见主的时候，不要听主耶稣说我不认识你。
When I see the Lord, we don't expect that Lord will say to us that we never know you, I never know you.
不要在属灵的生命册上没有我们的名字，我自己的名字。
I just want to make sure that our names will be written on that book of life.
所以我感到我们应该有紧迫感。
Yes, that's reminder for each one of us.
主耶稣还说我们要买三件东西。
Lord Jesus also mentioned that we should purchase three things.
一个是火炼的真金，一个是白布的袍子，一个是饮药膏。
That's the purified gold and the white gong and the eye medicine. 阿舍。
就是说，主要我们给我们的四年中间，要战胜邪恶，去来迎接主的到来。
Lord wants to give us trial for us to win over the wicked.
时间关系，我不多说了。我和我的姐妹都表示今后心中更要有主耶稣，常常赞美主，常常荣耀主。
To summarize, we would like to, me and my sister, we would always have Jesus in our heart, always pray, always praise the Lord.
谢谢大家。
刚才谢弟兄说得好。
Brother Mark, I say well.
在爱中没有惧怕。
Perfect love casts out all fear.
所以我今天大胆地上台。
And so I'll be brave and come up here today.
我们感谢主。
We want to thank the Lord.
我们在这里来亲近主，敬拜主，并且向主发出感恩的心。
We are all here to draw near to the Lord, to worship Him, to give thanks to Him.
我们确实很感恩。
And I'm really being thankful.
我感谢主啊，我今天还有一口气息。
I thank the Lord that today I still alive, I have breath.
能够站在这个讲台上。
And able to stand up here.
交通。
And to share with you.
并且和弟兄姐妹们一起共勉。
And so that we can encourage one another.
上个星期四。
Last Thursday.
也就是前三天。
And three days ago.
我们在长青团聚。
We were having our evergreen mystery.
在长青团聚的时候，郭明光弟兄。
And during our meeting, Brother Jacob shared with us.
根据彭洞平弟兄所释放的信息。
And was about the message that was shared by Brother Jonathan.
再三强调。
And he reminded us once and again.
我们必须要有紧迫感。
We need to have a sense of urgency.
因为主耶稣第二次快来了。
Because the return of our Lord Jesus is imminent.
我今天就结合我自己的情况。
And according, I just want to share with you this morning my own experience.
谈我的感受。
And how I felt.
我实在感受到。
I have really felt.
要有紧迫感。
That there is a sense of urgency.
我已经超过80岁了，去年就超过80岁了。
Since last year, I'm already more than 80 years old.
人生今后还有多少时间？
I ask myself, how much time do I have left?
我们屈指可数。
And even maybe I can count it just with my hands.
去年我刚刚受浸。
And yet, last year, I was baptized.
我从小生长在印度尼西亚。
Because I grew up in Indonesia.
是我母亲把我抱到教堂。
And it was my father that brought me into a church, and I was with infant sprinkling.
大家可知道？
And
那么小的小孩怎么知道为什么要受洗？
We all understand how as a baby understand anything about baptism at that age.
后来我到澳洲来。
And so after I came to Australia.
虽然我们在这教会信主多年了
，and though I was have believed and in the Lord for many years and gathering here，
我迟迟不受浸
，and yet I have been lingering and not really get baptized。
一年拖了一年
，and so a year went by and another year went。
拖了十九年
，and all that 19 years has gone by。
我们全家老少三代人。
And in my family, three generations from old to young.
我的姐妹还有
Linda, my wife,
Linda,
my daughter,
小东一家
and my son-in-law,
我外甥女
his daughters,
我的儿子我的媳妇
and then my son,
还有
my daughter-in-law,
还有我的孙女
and even my
都受浸了
and also my granddaughter, they all have been baptized.
就是我没有受浸
and I was the only one that's left behind.
我越老了越害怕
and as I get older, I become more fearful.
怕人家笑你这么老了还受浸
because I was afraid that people laugh at me that you're old age and yet you still get baptized because I want to save my face.
有一天圣灵感动我
And there's one day I was moved by the Holy Spirit.
也不是人什么人推我要去受浸。
And it was not that because anyone that come to ask me to be baptized.
我主动的向教会的负责人申请我要受浸。
Inwardly there was a prompting so that I approached the responsible brother to say that I want to be baptized.
因为我当时也有感到有紧迫感。
Because at that moment, I feel a sense of urgency.
既然我们感到有紧迫感
So if we have sensed the urgency,
那我们就要事先做好准备
Then we need to prepare ourselves.
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为我们现在所处的环境
One is look around the place where we live.
大多数人应该赞成我说。
I think many people here will agree with what I said.
我们现在在这个澳洲。
And here we are in Australia.
是信仰自由。
We have freedom of belief.
生活美满舒服。
And also our life is we live an easy life here.
确实太舒服了
and truly living in Australia is very comfortable
使我们的这个紧迫感啊
and
就受到麻痹了
and because of this easiness and also comforting we are slowly losing our sense of urgency
好像打了那个麻醉针一样的
it just feels like we are just being numbed by our anesthetics
像彭东平弟兄所说的
Just like what the brother Jonathan shared with us
在温水里边煮青蛙
As a frog who has slowly been cooked in warm water
大家都知道温水煮青蛙到后来青蛙感到不行了
And so when finally as the frog was in the warm water being cookedSlowly cooked,
想跳出去
and he feel the heat and urge to jump out, he had lost all strength already.
来不及了
and there was no time left.
死路一条就必定死亡
and so the end for him was death.
我们知道圣经里边所说的十个童女
and also we remember in the Bible there's a teaching about the three, ten
virgins. 其中五个
and there was five virgins.
他没有事先准备油
and they did not prepare oil beforehand
新郎来了
so when the bridegroom came
他准备来不及了
they want to prepare and so they miss out
所以我们现在
so for us now
现在做我们现在的人应该马上及时的准备
And so for us, we really need to have prepared ourselves now.
那个江守道弟兄曾经说过 主来的日子近了，在他有生之年要见到主，主要再来。
And even now brother Stephen Kong, though he was 102 years old, yet he say that he feel that the Lord will return in his lifetime.
最近几年大家从新闻里边也可以看到，
And in the past few years from the news you can all gather,
许多地理自然地理天象
And many natural disasters, whether it's in the heaven or on the earth.
像那个血红的月亮
The blood moon.
天地万物都在变。
And we can see that everything in the world is changing.
还有那个以色列复国。
And also the Israel become a nation.
最近又把那个美国驻以色列的领事馆迁到耶路撒冷。
And also the recognition of American Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and also moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
这些都应验了圣经里边所说的
And all this is a fulfillment to the prophecy in the Bible.
所以我们现在要好好的准备。
So we really need to make ourselves ready.
世界万物都在改变。
In the world, everything is changing.
唯有耶稣不改变。
Only Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们那个加拿的婚宴里头说。
And we remember in the record of the wedding at the Canaan.
开始他们是请耶稣来做客人。
And we were reminded that when they invited Jesus as a guest at the beginning.
后来呢?
But at the end,
后来没有酒了。
Because their wine ran out.
非常尴尬。
And so they feel a bit shameful.
最后耶稣把这个水变成了酒。
And when Jesus did a miracle turning water into wine.
耶稣呢从这个时候开始就变成了主人了。
So Jesus from being a guest
从客人变成主人。
A master.
所以我们要平时在日常生活当中永永远远要把耶稣作为我们心中的主人。
And so in our daily life, we also need to give the place of a master to our Lord Jesus.
刚才诗歌里头有说了。
And also the hymn that we just sang earlier.
等耶稣再来，我们永远不能离开耶稣，时刻紧随着耶稣。
We are here waiting for the return of Jesus, and every moment waiting for His coming.
等待他的再来，把我们接走。
And when He comes, He shall take us to be with Him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我就说到这。
To give me courage and to be here for testimony.
我呢，在这个教会里聚会已经很多年了，但是
I've been in this church for many years.
在这里呢，我学习了很多。
I've learned a lot from in here.
在这里也成长了很多。
I've grown a lot.
我记得我最早的时候，我在七年之前，我学了启示录。
I remember studying Book of Revelation 7 years ago.
它首先改变了我对敬拜的认识。
It changed my concept of worshiping.
我以前不知道每星期天来到教会是干什么的。
I didn't even know what I was supposed to do in church on Sundays.
我常常是在唱歌敬拜以后，正好讲到的时候，那一分钟到。
I always arrive at the church at the moment that all the worshiping and singing finished, and the moment the message starts.
但是当我读到启示录里面天上的敬拜以后，
But when I read the worship in heaven in the book of Revelation,
我知道我错了。
I realized that I was wrong.
我大错。
I was so wrong.
后来我就知道了。其实敬拜非常重要。
Then I recognize that worship is very important.
在学习加来天上的敬拜。
We are learning to worship in heaven in the future.
所以再也不会，再也不敢迟到，再也不敢不认真。
So I never dared to be late.For the worship and to be casual with the worship.
感谢主派彭弟兄来给我们这么重要的信息。
Thank the Lord for Brother Johnson to come over and give us such important messages.
我们也听了，我们也有感触。
We heard, we were moved.
但是对我来说，我应该好好的悔改。
But for me, personally, I think I have to repent.
我自己思考我应该从哪里悔改。
I think about, from where should I start to repent?
感谢主，他让我看到，我首先我应该从我自我平时的生活中做起。
Thank God that he showed me that, revealed to me that I should start from my daily life.
第一，我在侍奉中我会认真的。
Firstly, I will be more seriously with my serving in church.
还有在每个，比如参加了各个小组的时候，我会总点了。
Especially, for example, in every small group, I will be punctual.
我也会认真的祷告。
I will pray carefully.
我也每天早晨起来祷告读经。
I will have to get up early in the morning and pray and read the Bible.
总是有一句话在鼓励我，你是祭司，你应该尽祭司的责任。
I'm always encouraged by one sentence that, which says that you are a priest and you should fulfill your duty as a priest.
我们今天能来到这个圣殿。
We come to God's temple today.
我们每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone of us is a priest.
那我们的祭司的责任是什么呢？
What is our responsibility, duty as a priest?
感谢主，让我们每天生活中活出祭司的样子。
That is for us to live our life like a priest daily.
在我
祭司 It's a priest.
感谢主。怎么回事？感谢主，让我参加守卧祷告。
Then I attended the watch prayer.
守卧祷告是要站在教会的角度上面。
Which is the prayer meeting especially for our church.
为教会，为众弟兄姐妹。
That's the prayer for all the brothers and sisters and for the church.
我觉得这个身份特别的贵重。
I think that's something really, really important.
我很不配。
I'm not worthy.
但是我感谢主。
But thank God.
求主在今年一年更好的来带领我。
That the Lord will lead me this year in the new year.
让我成为一个尽心尽职的守望者。
For me to make me a more responsible watch person, that I will put all my heart and soul into it.
加彭弟兄的这个信息不再在理论上，在我的生命中活出来。谢谢。
Just that I will live the life with the the message of Brother Johnson, not just the theory. Thank you.
And
during our Brother Jonathan's sharing on the 24th of December last year,
他好像是一个传福音聚会,
and on that day was supposed to be a gospel meeting.
但是我深深的感觉,对我们基督徒来说也是一个福音。
But deeply in my heart, I feel that that message is also a gospel to all Christians.
这个福音是什么?
And what is that gospel?
就是好酒留在后面。
And he left the best wine to the last.
我听了以后,我有个深深的感觉。
And after I heard the message, there was a deep moving in my heart.
3天前的长青聚会,我们的聚会中间, 每个人都深深的有个感觉,这个迫切感。
And so 3 days ago, during our evergreen meeting, many of us have a deep urgency.
就是说,主快再来。
That the Lord's return is imminent.
但是我在想,我们怎么回应这个迫切感。
But then how to respond to this urgency?
我们可以从 约翰福音第二章,主耶稣用水变酒这个故事,我们来看个问题。
And yet from the wedding at Cana, when Jesus did a miracle, when the wine ran out, and he turned water into wine, to learn something from there.
好酒留在后边,不是,就是自然的一件事情。
Leaving the choice wine to last is not a natural thing.
这里我们看见有两个条件。
Because here we see there's two conditions.
第一,就是必须主耶稣被邀请。
And first condition is that Jesus must be invited.
第二件事情,
And the second condition is,
就是主耶稣必须从客人的地位变成主人的地位。
That Jesus must, from being a guest, become the master.
我们要有好酒留在后边,
if we want to have the choice wine for the last,
我们必须首先让基督活在我们里边。
Firstly, we need to have Jesus living in our hearts.
同时,不止基督住在我们里边,
and not only Christ living in our hearts,
而且他是我们的主,
but he need to be our Lord.
他是我们一生的中心,
and need to be Lord for our whole life.
他变成我们的元首,我们的主人。
Become the center of our life and become our head.
所以这个是我们这方面我们应该有的态度,有的行动。
And this is should be our attitude and also our response to this urgency.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们
So, dear brother and sister, in these last days, and when we're responding to the Lord's calling, and how do we receive the law, the way the Lord is dealing in us by the cross. So be watchful and be alert to live in the sign of His return. We have heard many teachings from the Bible about the Lord's return. But yet, for now, I'd like to share a Bible verse with my brothers and sisters.
就是马太福音 20章, 34节。
And the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 34.
当主耶稣讲到无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，人子就进了。
Oh, when the fig tree put forth the leaf, then his return is nigh.
但是我们有没有注意到接下来那节圣经？
But do we actually pay attention to the verse that's following?
他说，
And he said,
这个时代还没有过去，这些事情都要成就。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words by no means pass away.
根据我的理解，就是主耶稣讲了以色列复国以后，忽然讲这句话。
According to my understanding, is what the Lord speaking is about after Israel have become a nation. This will happen.
1948年以色列复国。
So in 1948.Israel was founded as a nation again.
根据诗篇九十篇，
and according in Psalm 90,
摩西说，人的一世是70-80岁。
And Moses say, for a lifetime is about 70-80 years.
如果从这个角度来理解，我们可以算出来，主回来的日子是多么的迫切了。
And so if we calculate from that time when Israel becomes a nation again for 70 years, then we realize the Lord's return is very near.
70-80年.
Between 70 to 80 years.
所以让我们真是警醒在主的面前。
So let us all be watchful before the Lord.
当然我们不知道，没有人知道主什么时候回来。
For none of us know the moment when Jesus will return.
这一切的事情，这些现象，
But all these things happen, all these signs,
的确叫我们有一个深深的迫切感，
and really bring a sense of urgency into our hearts.
让我们起来跟随主。
So let us rise up to follow the Lord.
听主的话，遵守神的旨意。
His words and obey His will.
愿彼此勉励。
So that we encourage one another. Thank you.
I feel very compelled to share.
我真的有一种感动，想来上来分享。
I wasn't planning to, but I feel that I need to give thanks to God for what He's done in 2017 and give Him all the glory.
我本来没打算上来，但是我确实有种感动，想上来啊，来感谢主在去年一年啊为我们所做的事情。
So I just want to share with you what the Lord's been doing in the English service.The youth group and the younger Bible study group over the past year.
我想跟大家分享一下去年在英文堂还有那个青年组还有查经小组所发生的事情。
And so to encourage all of you as well.
来对大家有一些鼓励。
Because God is so faithful, and I really want to thank the Lord for His grace.His faithfulness, and everything that He's been doing over the past year.
上帝是信实的神啊！我真的是为了他的信实、他的恩典，在去年的一年啊，对我们的引领，向他表示感谢。
So I have to go back a little bit. So the English service started around 2012.
我们的英文啊，英文堂是在2012年开始的。
So now we're entering into, I think, the seventh year.
现在已经进入了
English service.
进入了第七年了。
But around 2000 and end of 2016, a lot of the young people who had wanted to start the English service, one by one they left, not the Lord, but they gone to other.
到2016年的时候，很多年轻的说英文的弟兄姊妹，他们慢慢就离开了我们的教会，他们去了别的教会。
or for various different reasons.
啊，每个人都有各种不同的原因。
But it was a bit discouraging for those of us left behind.
对，确实我们当时就觉得有点泄气。
And at the beginning of 2017, I think there's only one original youth group member who was still there.
到2017年初的时候，我想可能只有当初的那批人中只有一个人还留下来了。
And I think even she was thinking of going.
我觉得就算她可能也在想着什么时候要走。
But God graciously kept her and also Chris and myself.
上帝的恩典啊，让她能够留下来。
Chris and I were discouraged, but we prayed together at the start of 2017. We said to the Lord, Lord, if it's your will for us to stay, we'll stay. But please help us to know what your will is.
上帝的恩典也把我和 Chris 留下来了。我们在2017年初的时候，我们一起祷告，说主啊，如果是你的旨意的话，你是不是要让我们也留下来？
So after we prayed, we read God's word together.
我们一起祷告，一起读神的话。
And the Lord spoke very clearly to both of us through His word that He wanted us to persevere and stay and to shepherd those in the English service.
上帝通过神通过我们读经，向我们俩分别很清晰的显示说，他希望我们俩能够留下来，能够坚持，能够继续牧养这个英文的教会。
So we stayed.
所以我们就留下来了。
And I can, it's just been an amazing year.
这是一个多么奇异的一年。
Out of death, what seemed like death, God brought life, and He's brought so many young people to come to the youth group and the English service. Like in 2016, we were lucky to get two or three young people to come, and.
上帝展示了他起死回生的大能啊，他重新啊带来了很多年轻的弟兄姊妹回到我们这个英文的啊聚会。
But by the end of 2017, we were getting up to 25 young people coming.
啊，从开始的只有三四个人到2017年年尾的时候，我们有
up to 25 young people.
哦，我们有25位新的啊年轻的弟兄姊妹。来到我们英文的聚会。
And I know that's not because of us, it's God who brought the increase.
我知道这不是我们所做的，这是神做的。
And He raised up young people who are willing to lead.
他兴起年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们愿意来带领。
And not just numerical growth, but we've seen young people come to believe in Jesus.
不仅仅是在数量上的变化，我们也看到这些年轻人他们愿意来信靠耶稣。
I think there's been up to 5 young people who've accepted Christ in 2017.
2017年有五位弟兄姊妹他们接受了耶稣。
So we just really want to thank the Lord and give all the glory to Him and thank Him for His faithfulness and what He has been doing.
我真的想把所有的感谢赞美归给神，他的信实和他所做的工。
And I look forward to 2018 to continue to learn to walk with our Lord Jesus, and trust in Him that He will bring us through this year as well.
我们也展望2018年，在新的一年里，我们也知道神会帮助我们，跟我们一起来走过这新的一年。
Praise the Lord.
Dear 姊妹，大家好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
其实我也今天不知道今天有这个交通聚会。
When I came today, I forgot that today is a fellowship meeting.
我和我的姐妹和我们全家刚刚结束了一个为时两周的一个房车的一个旅行。
And so for my family, my wife and the children, we are just finished 2 weeks touring by caravan.
我也不是想分享在这个过程中我们看到多少的美景。
So I'm not standing here to share with you all the beautiful scenery that we have saw throughout our holiday.
其实刚开始的时候， 这个旅行开始的时候，我的心情并不是非常的平静。
And when we started our holiday journey, my heart was doesn't have peace.
因为事实上就是无论是生活上还是在工作上，都有很多很多不顺心的地方。
Because at that time there was many problems in life and also with work.
在这个旅行的时候，开始的时候，我们只是说往昆士兰走，但是具体在哪里去停，也没有做一个更详尽的计划。
And we just head off without much planning, not knowing where we're going. Decide we're just going to drive towards Queensland.
都是在临时想到一个地点的时候，就打电话联系营地。
And so as we're driving, and we think want to stay at a place, we just ring up and see if we can actually find a spot.
但感谢主，虽然每个营地很多营地都已经基本上是满的，但是总是还能让我们找到能有落脚的地方。
But thank the Lord that even though many caravan parks have been booked out, but yet we're always able to find one or two spots for us to stay.
但是刚开始我开车的时候，因为开车的时候很安静，我想到的总是一些很让我心里很不平静的一些东西。
So because as I was driving, it was quiet when I was driving. So at that quiet time, I was always thinking about all the bad things that had happened in the past year.
我努力的想让自己高兴起来，让两个孩子，因为希望是不要让自己的情绪去影响这次旅行。
And I keep reminding myself that I need to be happy. I don't want to because of my attitude to affect the children, the family throughout this whole journey.
但是姐妹也可能能感受到我，其实我的心可能是在压抑。
And so my wife also sensed that I have some feel quite pressed inside.
当时我们出发的时候，我们带了几本圣经，还有带了一些关于神的一些书籍。
And when we start a journey, we bring our Bibles and also we bring a few spiritual books with us.
每天到一个营地下来扎下来以后呢，我们会读一点圣经。
And so every time we arrive at caravan park, we will all read the Bible together.
姊妹也是在无意间在跟我去谈她正在读的一本书，就是完全饶恕的一本书。
And my wife shared with me one of the books that she was just reading about how to forgive.
我也去圣经上找到很多关于神的对于饶恕的话题。
And also we found in the Bible all the different places related to forgiving.
突然有一天我们在和姊妹探讨的时候，我在心里突然有一天完全被饶恕的这个话题在解开了我心中的心结。
And one day during our sharing together, discussing about forgiving, suddenly it feels like there's a knot in my heart that's got untied, and I was a burden released.
马太福音中说，如果你饶恕别人的过犯，那么神也就饶恕了你的过犯。
Because in the Gospel of Matthew it says if youForgive others their trespasses, then God in heaven will also forgive your trespasses.
他让我了解到这个饶恕呢，不是你的给予，也不是你自己对别人的宽恕。
And so forgiven is what you giving to other people, or you are embraced the other people.
不是自己多么的伟大，也不是自己多么的宽容。
And it is not because you are much better and greater.
这个是真正的神给了我们的救恩，是对自己的救恩，是对自己的宽恕。
But forgiving is what God gave it to us, it's a salvation to us to save us from out of that unforgiveness.
当我们心里不安的时候，当我们沮丧的时候，往往都是因为觉得别人冒犯了自己。
Because when our heart have no peace and feel unforgiving because we feel that we are offended by other people.
感觉自己受到了伤害。
And you are the victim, you've been hurt.
但是我们对别人的伤害或者别人的过犯可能自己完全没有意识到。
But yetIn our own ways, we never realize how our own attitude or action hurt other people.
所以只有对别人的完全饶恕
It's only when it comes to total forgiving of other people.
才是对自己的完全饶恕
Then at the same time, you find forgiving yourself.
才能让自己的内心感觉到真正的平安
Then your heart truly found peace.
所以这次旅行等到结束的时候
So throughout our journey these 2 weeks, and when we come to the end,
我非常的开心。
My heart was very joyful.
当然，我们在路上也看到了很多很多漂亮的风景。
And though in our journey we did see many nice sceneries.
比如在 Gold Coast， 我太太她就看到，哦，我们确实看到天上一个五彩的祥云。
And also my wife during wild time at Queensland, we actually see in the sky that was like a rainbow, a cloud with five different colors.
我们也在2018的第一天，我们住在 Brown Bay.
And so when we were at Brown Bay on the New Year's Day in 2018,
第一天的早上就是刚下过雨，就出现一道彩虹。
And because the previous night there was a rain, so in the morning we actually see a rainbow.
大家知道彩虹也是神对地上有血肉的动物立的约。
And we know that in Genesis, God gave the rainbow as a sign of faithfulness, as a covenant.
所以我在这里给大家分享的非常就是自己神对我一个非常大的一个启示，就是完全饶恕。
And so what I'm sharing with brother and sister here is what I have learned from the law, how to total forgiveness.
饶恕过侵犯你感觉去伤害你的人。
And you forgive the people that have hurt you.
饶恕自己的兄弟姐妹。
And need to forgive your brother, your sisters.
只有这样，真的救恩才能来到我们自己的头上。
And in this way, salvation can truly come into our hearts.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.